Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Just showing up for a shift can be dangerous for frontline workers. Especially in the early days of the pandemic, thousands were exposed to COVID, and a WBUR investigation has found many had to fight not only for their health, but for proper compensation from their employers. WBUR's Beth Healy has the story of one healthcare worker who got sick with COVID and had to battle for workers' compensation.
Susan Kroll sits at her kitchen table, thumbing through an 8-inch stack of medical records.
Doctor's notes, medical information, reports, cardiopulmonary, cardiac stress test, every kind of medical test you can imagine.
Kroll worked as an occupational therapist for 15 years at a nursing home in Needham. She helped patients move around and get back to daily activity after injuries and joint replacements. But in March of 2020, she got COVID. She was exposed while tending to patients. And she says there were no masks available at her facility one day, an account that's backed up by a coworker.
Well, March 20th, I went to work. It was a Friday. And I had seen that there were some patients that had coughs and fevers on my list. So I went and asked the nurse's aide for a mask. And she said she didn't have any.
They called down to the supply office, but staff there didn't have any either.
So I did go in and start treating the patient. The assistant director of nursing said, "You don't need a mask to treat anybody on this unit."
Within a week, Kroll tested positive for COVID. She let her employer know right away. It's a big staffing company called Select Rehabilitation, Inc. Human Resources told her if she was out longer than 2 weeks, she'd have to apply for a leave. She says no one mentioned her right under state law to workers' compensation, the system that pays workers when they get sick or hurt on the job.
I mean, maybe I'm naive, but I thought that workman's comp was there for when people get injured or sick at work. And that's exactly what happened to me.
Kroll got very sick. She had extreme difficulty breathing. Suddenly, this fit 56-year-old could barely climb stairs or carry groceries. One day, she remembers, she couldn't walk across a parking lot to her car. She wound up in the emergency room. Her employer finally did file a workers' comp claim with its insurance company, Travelers Insurance, but they denied the claim, and the reason was hard to believe. Kroll reads from the denial letter.
The nature of employment is such that hazard of contracting the disease is not inherent in the employment.
The denial goes on to say that Kroll's job put her at no greater risk of contracting COVID than anyone in the general population. COVID has opened up a troubling gray area in workers' compensation law. Essentially, it's harder to prove for sure that you caught a virus at work, as opposed to breaking a leg or cutting a hand. Some employers have decided not to file COVID claims for that reason, casting doubt on workers who say they were exposed on the job. Some workers died before their employers ever filed a claim for them. Insurance companies also have been playing hardball. More than 12,700 workers' comp claims related to COVID have been filed since the start of the pandemic, according to state data. A WBUR analysis found that of those, 1 in 5 were denied by insurance companies.
And I think a lot of it is that so concerned about the unknowns as far as, you know, the costs associated with it, the disability associated with it.
That's Stephen Kantrovitz, a lawyer who represents employees in workers' comp cases.
That they're saying, you know what? I want no part of this thing. And we're going to deny it. And if the person wants to go and file the claim, we know we'll probably lose. But you know what? We'll deny it anyway. Let's see what happens.
Some employers have offered COVID pay to their workers instead of filing claims. Other people simply have gone unpaid. In more than 200 cases, workers or their families had to hire lawyers and fight their disputed claims. Susan Kroll hired Bruce Lipsey.
Even though COVID was found in the general public, early on, these people were at a much higher degree of exposure, and some people were indeed faced with the inherent risks of exposure every day without proper PPE.
Over the course of the pandemic, 98 workers have tested positive for COVID at North Hill, the Needham facility where Kroll worked. A spokesman there denied there was ever a mask shortage. Kroll's employer, Select Rehabilitation, terminated her while she was sick. After an 11-month battle, Kroll won a workers' comp settlement from the company. She says it covered her medical insurance and helped her family catch up after nearly a year without her pay. But she's lost a great deal. She still suffers from long COVID, with neurological and balance issues, as well as headaches and fatigue.
I lost everything. I lost my health. I lost my job. I lost my career. I lost my benefits. I lost my income. I lost my potential income.
And she's still quite angry about how healthcare workers have been treated during this pandemic. Kroll's employer admitted no liability in settling her case. The company ignored multiple requests to comment for this story. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.
WBUR's Saurabh Dutta contributed to this report.